pouring it on, golf changes, and to your health, your mental health. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. The two-time defending individual champion in Division I girls cross country in the Upper Peninsula, Negaunee's Emily Papour, is off to another great start this season. She set a meet record at the Tracy Strom Invitational in Ishpeming a couple of weeks ago with a 19:29, and then last Saturday, running in the prestigious Division I field at the always tough Portage Invitational. She trimmed nearly a minute off of that time for a personal best 18:31 and finished ninth against a field of the best Lower Peninsula runners coming from schools 2 to 6 times the size of Negaunee. But it almost didn't happen, as an illness nearly forced her to the sideline this season.
We weren't sure what sickness I had. We kind of thought it was mono for a while, so they didn't want me running on it. Having that thought go through my mind that I wasn't going to be able to run for the rest of the season and I wasn't going to be able to finish my senior year, and then, like, I guess I take it for granted sometimes, and it made me realize how lucky I am to be able to run and use my gifts, I guess.
Papour led her school to the Division I girls track crown in the UP last year, and she swept the 800, 1600, and 3200 meter races. You can read more about Emily Papour on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to Caden Curry of Martin, who rushed for 251 yards and 5 touchdowns to lead the Clippers to a win last week over Bridgman in 8-player football, and the girls' tennis team at Marquette, which ended the 5-year reign of Negaunee by winning the Upper Peninsula Division I girls' tennis crown last week, capturing 2 singles and 2 double flights along the way. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
Even though golf rules are mostly on the integrity of the players, there are several MHSAA enacted changes that take effect this year. One allows for the use of cell phones to call a coach or meet administrator for health and safety issues, the inputting of live scores, to contact the rules officials with questions, and to use as a distance measuring device. Dedicated distance finder devices will also be allowed for use in MHSAA tournament play. Another new local rule caps the maximum score per hole at 12 strokes in tournament activity.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Visit the MHSAA website now to register. Nowadays, when we talk about the health and safety of young people in high school sports, we're touching on topics much more diverse than when any of us played 20, 30, 40, or 50 years ago. Of late, concussions have occupied a lot of our attention, but there's growing concern nationally about the mental health of our young people playing the games. It's something that's getting more and more attention. The MHSAA was a sponsor just this week to a conference which drew over 600 student-athletes to Lansing to discuss the bevy of mental health issues that are now out there. And in its preseason rules meetings for coaches in all sports, the MHSAA is including a message from the Be Nice initiative of the Mental Health Foundation of West Michigan. The Be Nice messaging includes some star power behind it with coaches from Michigan State and the University of Michigan, Tom Izzo, Mark D'Antonio, Carol Hutchins, and Jim Harbaugh. And former Detroit Lions quarterback Eric Hempel is on board. He's a nationally known advocate for mental health issues. Now, we're not telling you anything new when we say that kids are under all kinds of pressures these days. Student-athletes also bear additional pressures that represent what the out-of-control world of athletics has become. What we've seen happen and heard stories of from many high-profile athletes is taking place every day, right in front of us, and we don't even know it's happening. And it's not a stretch to say where it starts. The number one reason kids play high school sports is because it's fun. And the number one reason they get out or burn out is that it stopped being fun. We need to do everything we can to keep making these games fun for kids and keep them engaged for as long as we can in a positive, healthy way. Be Nice and similar programs give us things to watch for in our student athletes. Not much different than looking for the telltale signs of concussion and how important it is to respond. Respond quickly and literally save a young person's life. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.